Yama, I'm Nari Pakai, and you're listening to NITV Radio. We have a very busy program coming up for you this afternoon, as we shall keep you across the wild weather, events happening across from parts of Australia as we speak. Today, we will be giving you all the latest news, weather updates, and local community yarns from people on the ground being affected by the weather and approaching tropical cyclone Alfred. And in the program, we keep you across the latest updates and information, community news, and everything affected by the weather on the 7th of March 2025. Today on the show, we'll meet with Brisbane local resident Donald Johannesson, who will give us all the latest on the very big weather as we speak with Don from his home near Ipswich to check in and see how he's preparing for Tropical Cyclone Alfred making landfall tomorrow morning, and also keeping us up to date with the latest weather and local Brisbane updates on what's really happening up there. NITV News Queensland correspondent Dan Rennie will be having a conversation with NITV Radio's Kerry Lee and having a yarn very soon on the program this afternoon. Also, a short time ago, we checked in with some mob at Sherberg Aboriginal Community, located near Brisbane. And later on, we'll also hear from Chrissy Collier Band from US Mob, Sherberg Aboriginal Community radio station, and will give us community updates there. Also, later, we'll hear from some Queensland locals, Megan and Charlene, giving their perspectives on what it's like preparing and living in Brisbane and Deception Bay at the moment. But first, we'll go to the Core News Bulletin for 7th of March here on Friday on SBS Radio. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he has approved requests for 120 Australian Defence Force personnel to depart immediately for New South Wales to help with the response to Cyclone Alfred. The latest forecast from the Bureau of Meteorology has further pushed out the time when Cyclone Alfred is expected to make landfall later on Saturday morning at around 11 a.m. Up to 4.5 million residents and around 1.8 million homes are in the impact zone. The storm system has tracked further south than typical for cyclones in this region, with Alfred being the first to hit southeast Queensland and northeast New South Wales in more than 50 years. The communities expected to be worst impacted include Brisbane, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Byron Bay and Ballina. But warnings of flood, rain and damaging winds have also extended the area of impact further south to include Coffs Harbour, Sawtell, Woolloonga and Darago inland. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the erratic behaviour of the storm system means the best preparations must be to stay put in place. Ahead of imminent arrival of Cyclone Alfred, severe winds and heavy rain have already caused damage. More than 68,000 homes and businesses in southeast Queensland and north New South Wales are without power. Essential Energy says the worst hit areas are northern rivers and far north coast. Energy says there are around 33,000 customers without power across southeast Queensland, mostly in Redland, Gold Coast, Logan and Scenic Rim Council areas. EnergyX spokesperson Kevin Lavender says it will take some time to fully restore power.
In a cyclone event, we have to focus on the safety of our people, so at some point we will be standing our crews down until it is safe to respond. So with the cyclone, It is going to be an extended event. So we have experienced extended events previously, such as the Gold Coast event just over 12 months ago. So this won't be a short, sharp response. It will be a prolonged event. So please be patient. We do appreciate all of the support that the community can provide in these times.
New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has defended the sacking of senior diplomat at the United Kingdom over remarks about US President Donald Trump. The New Zealand's High Commissioner to the UK, Phil Goff, was sacked after comparing the war in Ukraine to the 1938 Munich Agreement, claiming that US President Donald Trump is trying to position himself as Winston Churchill, who was a critic of the agreement. The agreement was signed between the UK Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain and Nazi Germany in an attempt to prevent the war. Former New Zealand Prime Minister Helen Clark, who was Mr. Goff's boss during his time as a politician, denounced his sacking. In a statement, she says the remarks were a very thin excuse for removing a highly respected former foreign minister from his diplomatic role. Mr. Luxon says he stands by the decision to fire Mr. Goff.
No disrespect, but Helen Clark was Prime Minister of New Zealand 25 years ago. I see her opining on lots of different subjects. Winston Peters is the minister that's accountable for our foreign affairs delivery, and he made the right decision.
Racist attitudes and stereotyping are predominant forms of racism experienced by First Nations people in Australia, according to the latest Call It Out report. The Jimbunna Institute for Education and Research's National Online Register records racism and discrimination experienced by First Nations people, including direct reports by Indigenous peoples as well as witnesses to incidences. The October 2023 voice referendum was cited in 1/5 of all reports of racism, with 2/3 of those reports made by witnesses of racism and predominantly involved negative attitudes or stereotyping and hate speech. Uncle Dale Ruscar has been at the forefront of the grassroots activism for Aboriginal rights since 1970s and says Australia's colonialisation is built upon a systemic racism that positions whiteness as superior to blackness.
But I see this country and how it administers it ensures the maintenance of white supremacy and black disadvantage. And if that wasn't the case, I'd put the question out to all Australians that have established rights and interests in this country as a part of the colony, as to whether they recognise that the land they occupy is stolen land.
New data shows the richest Australians continue to grow richer as those on lower incomes are struggling more than ever. The latest in a long-running housing, income and labour dynamics in Australia survey series from Melbourne Institute has revealed the following: a temporary narrowing due to COVID-era support payments. The wealth divide has shot up to its highest level in more than 20 years. The latest report shows most recent survey conducted in 2022 recorded the highest level of financial inequality from respondents since annual study began in 2001. These Sydney Sieders say they know these struggles very well.
The prices of the houses have gone up. I mean, I'm in a trade at the moment building houses, and all these houses are triple the prices since like 2 years ago.
A lot of the older people that I know, grandparents and the like, own their homes, and it's not all of the people my age is sort of thinking about moving overseas if they want to buy a home. Economically, everyone I know is sort of saying there's no point trying to live in Sydney anymore.
You know, everyone has to balance their lifestyle and income, and I think people that get it, don't go out and spend $30 or $40 a week on, you know, avocado on toast or other things, right?
the federal government has released a 10-year national strategy to improve food security for remote First Nations communities. The plan is a partnership with state and territory governments and aims to increase access to affordable and nutritious food. Everyday groceries can be twice as expensive in remote communities compared to urban areas. The plan aims to redress this by reducing the cost of 30 essential items in 76 remote stores. The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Melindari McCarthy, says it builds on existing measures.
We have committed $50 million towards subsidising at least 30 essential items in almost up to 150 stores. We've made that announcement. Now is the plan to identify those stores across remote and regional Australia. We're also looking at $20 million that goes into positions of 120 positions across those same areas to upskill workers.
And now for a look at the weather for today, 7th of March, Friday. Perth is mostly sunny at 24. Adelaide is sunny at 28. Melbourne is sunny for 24. Hobart is mostly sunny at 20. Canberra is partly cloudy at 20. Wollongong is expecting showers at 24. Same with Sydney, also at 24. Newcastle also expecting showers at 25. Brisbane, a cyclone is expected at 25. Cairns is mostly sunny at 33. The islands are partly cloudy with possible thunderstorms, and similar in Darwin, possible showers and thunderstorms at 34.